Welcome back. Thank you all for staying here for this afternoon session. So our first speaker after the break here today, this afternoon, is Roger Ondoro.
Yes.
He's from
Montana State University.
He's going to talk about variety of water use efficiency differences among five spring wheat varieties in Montana dry land cropping system.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. This is part of a broader project titled Varietal Water and Nitrogen Use Differences Among Five Spring Wheat Varieties. For the sake of this presentation, we split into water use efficiencies. And in the last couple of days, we received the final data regarding the nitrogen use efficiency part. So I had to today update a little bit my presentation and include the nitrogen use efficiency component because we did come across an interesting observation with respect to the relationship between water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. So presentation could have been titled Water Use Efficiency versus Nitrogen Use Efficiency Trade-off, trade-off. We conducted a 2 years experiment in two locations using a split plot design, and the main plot factor was the cropping system with two levels, two cropping system, the continuous cropping system, and the crop fallow cropping system. Crop fallow system is typical in dry land area like central and eastern Montana. It is used for the purpose of water conservation. And the subplot factor was five spring wheat variety. These are elite variety, North American and Canadian variety. And the subplot factor was the nitrogen rate with three level available nitrogen rate. I would like, because my understanding that there are a lot of crop physiologists in the room, and the work itself is a little bit more cropping system agronomies. And to avoid any confusions about the terminology used by different fields of study, I would like to clarify what is water use efficiency. The concept of water use efficiency can be defined at two levels. The whole plant water use efficiency, which is defined as the ratio of the total biomass or grain yield to the water used over a given period of time. And water use efficiency also, the first definition is mostly used by crop agronomists, soil scientists, irrigation managers. The second definition concept of water use efficiency is at the leaf level, and it is defined as the ratios of net carbon assimilation to transpiration or stomatal conductance. This concept is more used by crop physiologists. Is there any relationship between the two? Yes, especially in wheat. In the early 80s and 90s, work by Farquhar demonstrated that there was a positive relationship between the two. In this presentation, we are going to deal with the water use efficiencies at the whole crop level. So this is the experiment. Like I said, we have two main plot. We have a preceding fallow, and continuous cropping. The reason is that in the fallow, the water storage is generally higher. That is even the purpose of following in the dry line. And in this area, the mean salt water content was between 19 and 22%, while in the continuous cropping, you have a depletion due to the preceding, as you can see here, spring wheat. The main soil water content was around 11%. So we have two environments in the same location with respect to soil water storage. This picture was taken in August, at the end, almost at the end of the cropping season. This is taken in May. We, as a methodology, as you can see, we have eight blocks here, four repetitions with eight blocks. We soil sample just immediately before seeding. We took per block 80 core, a composite of 30 core soil samples, and we determine the soil moisture content. We also did immediately after harvest, we now took the soil sample, we sampled individually each plot, and we measured the soil water content. This is an hydraulic soil sampler that we used to sample. And water use efficiencies was calculated at the grain yield divided by the soil water storage at seeding, soil water storage at harvest. With agronomy is a cropping system, there is an assumptions that the only difference is comes from the soil water storage. That the precipitation, all water input precipitations, and irrigation, in case of an irrigation plot, the runoff is equally distributed. This is an assumption, and that's what makes the correlation between whole plant water use efficiencies and the water use at the leaf area not perfect. Now, I want to share with you the result. Like I said, we have five varieties. On the y-axis, you have the water use efficiency expressed as the gram of grain per kilogram of water use. Okay. And we have in the x-axis five varieties and two cropping systems. And within each cropping system, we have three levels of available nitrogen, including the residual, 50, 100, and 150. The first remark that we can make is that we have a variability in terms, even within a limited set of five varieties, we have two varieties with higher water use efficiency, which suggests that we could, in fact, have here a genetic variability in terms of water use efficiency. The second observation is that we had higher water use efficiency every time we were in the continuous cropping system. That is, every time we are in a limited water, soil water availability, we have a higher, regardless of the varieties, we will have a higher water use efficiency. This is the second remark. And in this case, we have even a higher water use efficiency with higher, the red and yellow, with higher nitrogen rate. Of course, the molecular biologist might explain the variability. That can be understandable. The variability, I'm not molecular biologist, the variability within a given crop species. Why would we have an increased water use efficiency in a water limited environment? One possible explanation would be that in a water limited environment, more biomass is translocated towards the roots and less towards the above ground or leaf, and a reduced leaf area development will conserve water and protect it against shoot water deficit. Why will we have water use efficiency under water limiting conditions, water use efficiency higher with higher nitrogen availability? One possible explanation would be that, as you may know, or you may know, whenever a plant is under water stress, it tends to decrease its stomatal conductance and to limit transpiration, which in turn impact carbon assimilation. So most of the time there is a yield penalty due to the limitation of carbon assimilation. But it's possible that within adapted plant, the plant to achieve the same level of photosynthesis will increase the Rubisco capacity and the Rubisco activity and its capacity for electron transport, therefore increasing the amount of nitrogen in the leaf, which increase the nitrogen requirement of those type of variety of or cultivars. Therefore, the higher supply of nitrogen will fit those type of cultivars. So, as a partial conclusion, genetic, yes, we can see that here that we have a set of material that can display genetic variability for water use efficiency, and that water use efficiency increases in continuous cropping system, which is the water-limited environment, at higher nitrogen rates. I want you to see now, like I said, we process the data regarding nitrogen use efficiency. And we have the same variety here. You can see the graph here. If we drew a line above, we will have a convex and a concave curve, which shows us that we have here almost an opposite phenomenon here. We have these two varieties, Duclair and Carbon, which had a lower water use efficiency, but it turns out that they have a higher nitrogen use efficiency. Conversely, here we had Vidar and WU9668 with a higher water use efficiency, and they have a lower nitrogen use efficiency. This phenomenon has been reported in many other crop, and the explanation will be the fact that, just like I said, that to adapt, plant may increase the activity of Rubisco, increasing the amount of nitrogen in the leaf. But that increase in the amount of nitrogen in the leaves is not necessarily accompanied by a proportional increase in photosynthesis, hence a lower what is called photosynthetic nitrogen use efficiency. I'm told that we have a limited time now, so we might in fact be in a case of a trade-off between water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. And because we are at the macro level with agronomic crop system, we now have a genetic material that can be assessed at a molecular level by molecular biology. Thank you very much.